Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Tuesday, the 5th day of July, 2022. Weather update as we head into a new week, a short new week with the 4th of July holiday yesterday, is a little change in the weather pattern. We see some morning low clouds across the area in the coastal plains or over south and east Texas, generally south and west of a line from about Longview back down to Waco, the Austin area, and back out in the hill country where some lower clouds exist this morning. But folks, as we've seen the last couple of days, upper level high pressure is going to act like the lid on the atmosphere and basically allow the heat to continue to build below it. That produces a very stable type of atmosphere, even the daytime heating, even with temperatures above 100 over the next week or so. Do not expect any precipitation. In fact, it's not only bad news for us over the next 7 days, which is included in my forecast on the website, but you go out there and look at the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center's 8 to 14-day outlook, in addition to the even 3 to 4 week time period outlook was prepared by the climate folks. Folks, there's just not anything out there. What we have to look for this time of year is something coming off the Gulf of Mexico. There's some indications by early next week a weak front may attempt to stab and move down into parts of North Texas across the Red River. But I just don't see any changes here. And I think given what we've seen over the last couple of months and the drought worsening across the area, that we're just not going to see much relief at least over the next 7 to 8 days for Austin, South Central Texas. What about the heat? I think afternoon highs probably well above 100, particularly late weekend to next weekend. Humidity levels, as far as the actual moisture in the air, may be down a little bit, and that may prevent us from getting up into the heat advisory categories when we start seeing the heat advisory above 105. That may be a little slower to come. That's what we've seen so far this summer. We haven't, in some ways, people have kind of called this sort of being a dry heat. And while I can certainly see what people are saying, the dew point's still there, and it does add to the stress of the afternoon. But these heat index numbers are not as high as they could be. Now, it doesn't mean they won't be at some point. Need to watch that. Again, what breaks all this? Gets that upper level ridge of high pressure out of the way. It would have to be something like a tropical system or a front from the north, some type of trough in the upper levels of the atmosphere to shove this high either east or west of the area. And I, folks, just don't see that at this point. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, on this 5th day of July, 2022. I'll update my audio weather webcast as well as my forecast on the website again tomorrow morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday.